Pokemon and all once again to Duoden, joined this week, as usual, by Martin.
Hello.
Daniel.
Greetings.
And the Dutch Sayer himself.
Hello, hello, everybody.
So, it is that most wondrous time of year for us. It's that month before E3, when the world is fresh and new and everything's exciting and mysterious. So, as always, we're going to kick off our pre-E3 countdown season with third parties. And this year, it's going to be a vastly different one than the one we've done in past. Partially because, I think in years past, we've mostly only had EA, Ubisoft as the big two third-party publishers having press conferences. I think when we started this, Konami did it. But we started the year after Konami did that very special one that people remember them for.
2010.
And I wish I would have been part for that podcast, talking about that Konami conference. Because I remember staying up like way too late and watching the conference, I think, 3 times in a row because they had it on repeat.
And you, turned it on random times throughout that week. I mean, I still don't think any E3 press conference has come close to that insanity. It was like everybody decided to get high and post something and they went with it. And then in the next year they decided to just be wet blankets and they did a pre-recorded video, which is nowhere near exciting.
Yeah, and that's also when most people stopped caring about Konami.
Yeah,
that's when Konami stopped caring.
That as well.
I think that was also the time they announced the contrary boot that we never got.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Wait, I haven't, but at the same
Konami
time,
probably has.
I no longer care about Konami.
I liked Contra 4 on the DS. It was fine.
That
was cool.
Contra 4 was fun, but...
That wasn't the one they were teasing. They were teasing, like, one for the Xbox 360 and PS3 at the time.
Right.
But this year, EA and Ubisoft are being joined by Bethesda and Square Enix, as well as, we'll separate the PC gaming conference for another show, but that's also going to be a new addition to E3 this year. So it's kind of funny. Everybody's been, lamenting E3, and it seems like everybody's like, we're just going to double down on E3 press conferences this year. And because of the amount of press conferences, the show actually starts a bit earlier for us here in the States. It starts on Sunday, June 14th for us. I think for you folks, it's still Monday the 15th.
That's Sunday on Monday morning.
Yes, it's like the middle of the night for some of you people. If I'm reading this time schedule correctly, it is 2:30 and 3:30 for some of you folks. A.M.
Yes. Not exactly a great time.
Yeah.
But if I don't have anything better to do, I might actually stay up. I don't know yet.
I'm definitely staying up.
I mean, for me, it's not a thing. It's 9:30 on a Sunday night.
Hey, there's a huge gulf between Bethesda and Microsoft. Why couldn't they just have it an hour or so before? I don't know.
It was just a 24-hour news cycle, nothing but Bethesda news.
Yeah.
I was going to say
same thing that Activision did, I think, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say the big difference between Bethesda and Microsoft press conferences, because the E3 is obviously in Los Angeles. Microsoft is pretty much at the start of the day there. It's 9:30 a.m. There's really no time before that for them to have done it. And I imagine there's no time for you to really do it Sunday night, because you don't want... Like, you could do it, Sony has theirs at 9 p.m. on Monday night. You could do that, but you still kind of run into the same situation where it would be the middle of the morning for most people. Mm. So I assume... The alternative, and I think this would have made more sense, is they could have put it in between everything else on Monday. The only thing is, I guess you would kind of get lost in the shuffle, because as it stands, it's like Microsoft at 9:30, EA at 1, Ubisoft at 3, and then Sony at 6. So there isn't a ton of time. Like, Microsoft is about an hour and a half, so they go until 11:30, and that would give you 12:00 to 1:00 until EA, so there's not a ton of time to kind of be flexible.
Also, as someone who has been to these things, at least in Europe, there's also, you have to account for press coming into the room, starting everything up, going back into the buses, being ushered towards the new event, going out there, checking all the badges, getting yourself seated. All this takes so much more time than anyone would ever guess in between. And a lot of these conferences also end, and some of them also have stations to play the games that they're just shown, and they need to account for time to be able to do that and then move on towards the next one if your team isn't large enough to split up and cover everything at the same time.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, there's no good time to do it. E3, I mean, we've talked about this before. E3 is a really weird conference in the sense that what we consider E3 isn't actually E3 because what we consider is all the press conferences, because that's really all we get to see. But that's all pre-E3. And I assume they don't I think when we talked about the Konami one. Konami one was actually the Friday before E3 when that happened. So that was pretty much the story for the entire weekend. But the problem is you don't expect the press to be there Friday night for something that, because then you'd have to be there the entire next week.
Right. When it was pre-recorded for 2 years for Konami, they did it in the week before. The 2010 one was on Wednesday, late for European time, so during the day mostly. And Wednesday is the day that everybody goes on the show floor, so that's why it was covered in a weird way at 2010.
Yeah,
and that's also why, and we'll get to this in a second, that's also why it's a bummer for them, but that's also why it's going to hurt Square Enix, because Square Enix is already the start of E3's day now, instead of like the hour before
is
the show floor open.
I thought Wednesday is the start.
No, it starts Tuesday at noon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're pretty much right, because Nintendo usually was like the thing that happened, and then it's like, go on the show floor.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, Bethesda, first up, Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern. We went to 2:30, 3:30, whatever. So some of us will be up for it, some of us will be half awake for it. So what do you expect to see from them? I mean, okay.
There's a couple of things we know.
Okay, let me just say this beforehand, because I go through every month of the year saying we don't talk about rumors, we don't really like to talk about rumors. E3 is like the one time of the year where like anything goes, anything that you might have heard, somebody might have mentioned to you in passing, we can talk about all that crap. Mm. So yes, that's the go.
Well,
Fallout 4 is a given, you know, it's basically a given.
It's the worst kept secret in gaming. Well,
apparently
there
will be a trailer that has been done by Guillermo del Toro.
He is one of his visual effects studios.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
And there was a guy working there, and for his resume, he had, we worked on trailer for Fallout 4. And he just had that on his LinkedIn because he was looking for a new job.
Yep.
And someone spotted that, posted about it. And the weird thing is that technically they said to Destructoid, it's like, well, you have to put that down because that's against NDA of that trailer. It's like, well, we didn't sign any NDA, so we can report on this. And so the business says that, well, no, actually not. And all kerfuffle around that. But basically that confirmed that at least there's a trailer. And what I also heard is that gameplay is going to be shown behind closed doors, and videos coming out later after E3 with developer commentary over it, like most things in high quality, so that they want to control that message, that gameplay segment. But that segment is probably not showing up at the Bethesda conference or any of the main guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say as well. That would be really disappointing, because remember when they had Skyrim and showed off like a chunk of gameplay of it, why not do that during your conference?
I just don't understand. Why would you schedule a conference and not show your fucking game?
Your biggest game.
Yeah. You know, it's only a game that people have made fake teaser websites about for years. Nah. There's not so many fucking gameplay.
Yeah. I hope that might not be true, but I could see it happening.
I could see it. I mean, we'll get to this in a second, but Bethesda doesn't necessarily have the depth of games to kind of hold a press conference, so if this isn't a big focal point, I think that would be disappointing.
Yeah.
I get, you know, because you just had Wolfenstein the Oath, so, I mean, there could be a Wolfenstein the New Order sequel in the works, but again, I can't imagine that's too far along to have an extended sequence.
Too early.
You can see Doom.
Doom will probably be there, at least a few footage, I assume, from last August.
I would hope something from Doom is there. Then, if they could show something at QuakeCon, then they better have something to show at E3.
And it better be good.
Oh, yeah.
According to this, and I could be wrong because I don't follow this game, The Elder Scrolls Online is out right before this, so they might have something on that.
An expansion, maybe,
There will be a trailer for the console version, because they're strong to get it out.
Yep.
Just to remind people, hey, we've got this mediocre MMO that you might want to look at.
Meanwhile, all the people watching and the people in the audience are going to groan.
Oh, therapy, yeah.
Oh dear, yeah. Oh, because you have to remember.
Thing, right, you're still trying to make money that way.
E3 is also the time where companies remind us that something just came out, as well as they tell us about new things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Sony does it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a problem because it is, like, you know, it's like your big event for the year. And if it's recent, like, I don't necessarily need you to remind me of something that came out in January. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, if this is your first press conference, I expect that there's something. I mean, it's their first one in recent. I don't know if they did one in previous years. I don't think so. So I think that you have to come up with guns blazing for people to take this seriously and not feel like a complete waste of your time. And
otherwise,
why
do one?
Yeah. Like, if, you know, you could have Fallout at the Sony or Microsoft press conference, or you can have it.
That's your only big gun, yeah.
Yeah. Or if it's just if it's like a 2 or 3 minute trailer that's not even like gameplay. Like, if you're not going to go into extensive details about it, or if you're not like EA and Ubisoft, who have a massive roster of games they can go through in an hour, it seems redundant to have a press conference for like 3 or 4 games and not have any of them be something that you're going to go into deep details with.
Yeah, Dishonored 2 has been rumored for a long time also, and it's probably being worked on from the Austin studio, but, you know, nothing sure yet. But that should be a good showing of a new game, because first one did well and was well received, so...
Yeah, I would assume that we're going to see Dishonored 2. I mean, it makes sense. That is... If you're not going to show off gameplay from Fallout 4, I guess that would be the game you could show off, and that would get people excited.
I just hope, and this is always a problem we'll get to with third parties, if it is Dishonored 2, I hope it's not like, oh, we're going to show you some gameplay. Wait, stay tuned to Microsoft or Sony's press conference for the full gameplay reveal of Dishonored
2. Oh yeah, that would be awful. Yeah, that's the worst.
I wish they would have confidence in themselves and do something like Nintendo's doing with the Treehouse stuff, so like having the developer there, like talking about it, showing a half an hour of gameplay.
Usually it's not a confidence thing. Usually when they do that, it means, yeah, we have some marketing agreement with this publisher.
Yeah, remember, that Nintendo only did that, started doing that because they had no confidence. So.
Actually, I would say that's the opposite. I would say that if you can, considering, if you're going to showcase your game for 20 hours in a week, that means you have confidence that it's not going to break and it's not buggy as hell. And not necessarily, I see it both ways, like, you know, like with like Dishonored 2, like if they say they're going to show it at Microsoft Sony, it's because Microsoft or Sony want to associate that with their brand, their console.
Yeah.
But it is annoying watching a press conference and just kind of getting the tease of what's going to come, because it's a double-edged sword, because then you also kind of know what's going to be, oh, it's going to be part of the Sony press conference, yay.
Well, I guess it's even worse if you're a PC gamer, because you know this game's going to come out on PC, but they're telling you to watch a different press conference, you know?
Well, PC gaming always had the short end of the stick at these things, even though most of the time these games were demoed on PC. EA does that with their games.
But, like, at least Ubisoft, like, for the most part, when they would show us a game and you'd know it was coming out on PC, and EA would show you a game at their conference and you'd know that it was coming out on PC, and they wouldn't make you watch a separate thing, you know, whereas if Bethesda do that, that's just going to be a pain in the ass, especially considering PC gaming has its own show this year.
Any predictions for IPs from the backlog?
The other thing I would suspect that will show up is that Battlecry game.
Yes.
I mean, that studio has been around since 2012, so they better have something to show off.
And
Prey 2.
Maybe, I was also
yeah, I would love Prey 2, but it, the
Prey 2 is not happening, but I want it to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the Prey 2 that Human Head was working on, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is before, but wasn't there a word of the Evil Within DLC coming soon?
No.
I think the last one's coming out end of this month.
Okay. Huh.
Got the PR thing from them.
Well, would it be possible that Tango shows off something new, or at least a render trailer or something? I'm not sure. I mean, they are, subsidiary of Bethesda, so they own them.
Yeah. Maybe too early. I'm not sure.
When did Evil Within come out? 2014.
Yeah, last year. So
I don't know.
Any
chance
of Rage 2?
I think they just wrapped up the last expansions.
Nah, Rage is dead.
Yeah, it is also, I think, too small now for two games.
Yeah. It is just doing Doom, and that's it. And hopefully that's going to be good. Because otherwise, if it's not going to be good, I don't know how long
it's
going to
survive, yeah.
And I hope id Tech 6 is not trash.
Yeah.
Id Tech 5 is.
Yeah. That's also a huge question mark now with Carmack along around and stuff. What about the tech? How is that going to work out?
Well, there is a Tech 6. They did announce it at QuakeCon.
Yeah, there is a Tech 6, but will it be good? Will it be interesting?
Will it make me download 50 gigs for every game that uses it?
Yeah, who knows?
And also, depending on what they're trying to do at a conference, is it the kind of conference that just shows you a tech demo? That I don't think that fits well with the E3 setting.
No, I would say this has to be for
games focused. Yeah,
show a trailer, and then if you can, a gameplay demo afterwards. I think this is what this conference needs to be.
That's what
so do we know if it's live and a stage and everything like that, or it could be just a video them rolling at that time?
Pretty sure it's live.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I assume all of these are live, as otherwise noted as such. Well, I think we know everybody else's, except, you know, Nintendo's, whatever, Square's live, Microsoft and Sony are live, EA and Ubisoft. So this is the only one. I imagine it has to be live, or else they... You know, they could have put it into one of those time periods because you don't have to worry about getting to a conference.
Getting to a thing, yeah.
Well, just a quick search tells me it's happening in Hollywood, so yeah, that's totally a real conference.
A real event, yeah.
I thought you were going to say that's totally a real place, because I'm not really sure, and I've been there.
Yeah. True. Yeah. But
looking at the back catalog, I see Brink, and that sold well, but nobody liked it.
Brink won't happen. The only reason Brink was published by Bethesda is because it used id Tech, and since then, Splash Damage have moved on to their own things. Yeah.
I don't think, like, back catalog-wise, we will see anything. I think if we see things, it's going to be exactly the games we just mentioned. I don't expect, like, other huge surprises, to be honest.
Or they can do an HD remaster. That's all the rage these years. And Elder Scrolls.
Skyrim. It'd probably be Skyrim in that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or damn you. I could actually see it, like, Skyrim Game of the Year remastered, because Fallout is not going to come out this year.
Yeah. No, right.
Well, not to mention is you can't remaster the Fallout games. If you just look at them,
yeah,
they're so broken and ugly, you can't do it.
Yeah, so give them at least something. So Skyrim,
so,
of course.
So PS4 and Xbox One owners might get Skyrim on the PC. On their
that's a good guess, Sir Martin. Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah, that could happen, I guess. These publishers are very port happy at this point, but otherwise I don't know. Like I said, maybe Tango has something to show off, but then it would be super early. I wouldn't expect like gameplay. Maybe like here is like this teaser trailer thing
with text and audio.
Yeah, but otherwise, nah. Wet 2 is totally coming.
I like the game despite of all its flaws, because I like slow-mo and dodging and bullet time, and I like that effect. The same with Stranglehold. I liked the game for what it was.
Stranglehold was actually fun, but
yeah,
Wet 2 is totally not coming.
No, of course not. But.
Well, from Bethesda's first press conference to, I am hoping they don't repeat last year's press conference, we go to EA, who, if you remember last year, decided that they didn't need video games at their press conference.
Yeah, video games are big jumps.
You can get by on just not even concepts of video games, but the abstract idea of making a video game.
Here's people in front of computers hammering on their keyboard and
look, that's the half-finished model.
That's probably a video game somewhere down the line.
God.
Yes, that was something.
Yeah, God. The Mr. Business suit that the guy had was hilarious. God, so good.
Was that also the one when they killed the party frat dude in The Sims?
Yeah. Possibly. I'm sure it was the case, yeah.
Oh my God, my ultimate dude bro.
Right.
That shit was so awkward. The whole...
Also, the guy said all the fuels, right?
Yeah.
For the battlefield thing.
Yep.
That
was also with a crazy Peggle announcement with a guy jumping on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers that it can't be as bad as last year.
I would say we will see a lot of repeats from the stuff we didn't actually see anything from last year.
Yeah.
So that means we are definitely going to get a gameplay demo of Battlefront because
we have to.
They already said as well.
Yeah.
We absolutely have to because they can't go any longer without fucking showing us gameplay.
Yeah, because that is out in October?
November.
November.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think one of the later November games.
Call of Duty? I'm not sure.
Later November games. I thought it was the week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
There's also, I don't even know if this is going to become a game, but they showed that extreme racing.
Basically GoPro the video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Criterion game, yeah.
But that was such early state.
Yeah, supposedly that is a game. I heard things. So
I heard things. It's a game.
So maybe that's going to show up again and is
probably just a trailer.
Looks more like a game this time around.
From the console, we got a new Need for Speed at least this year.
Oh, right, really? I missed that.
Yeah, in the conference call, at least not in the call itself, but in the sheets for releasing games this year, there was a TBA Need for Speed for current gen.
So here's my question about Need for Speed: if Criterion is doing their weird thing, who's going to make this Need for Speed?
The developer who made the last.
Oh, right. They had the Splinter Group from.
Yeah.
Criterion that then became Ghost Games. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Ghost Games last game was Rivals, right? Need for Speed Rivals?
Yeah, and Rivals HD for last year remastered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the new game then.
Yeah, okay. So they had 2 years since last?
About, yeah.
Yeah.
Around that then.
Yeah, we will see how that turns out, I guess. I don't know, Rivals wasn't exactly great.
No.
It was okay. It was
another Need for Speed.
It had neat ideas, but they didn't really work out, I feel like. So I guess Ghost Games, yeah, true. The other thing, I guess Mirror's Edge 2?
They said they had at least something for it.
That
was confirmed to be out before the end of their fiscal year, which means it has to be out before April 1st next year.
Mm. There has to be gameplay from that, right?
Yeah, I have to imagine that there has. I mean, this game was announced, what, 2-3 years ago now?
Yeah.
I think it was just last year with a short teaser.
We've
known about the game for a while.
It was way before that they announced it, because everybody was looking forward to gameplay last year. And
yeah,
exactly. Everyone was hoping that we would see something, and then it was just that trailer. Yeah, we're totally still doing that.
Yeah, it was revealed at E3 2013.
Okay, 2013, yeah.
So, hopefully... Yeah,
that should be gameplay.
I imagine the other Star Wars game from the Dead Space dude. Yeah.
I don't think they want to mix things up. Maybe a teaser, but nothing more. I think it's going to be the focus Battlefront this year. Next year is going to be the visual 2016 Star Wars game.
I could see that, yeah.
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 Which would be a shame, because I am curious about that other Star Wars game, I have to say.
Oh, far more curious than Battlefront.
That's the one Amy Hamming worked on.
Is writing on.
Still, yeah. So, that could be interesting, I guess.
I wonder if there's going to be, because, I mean, they have the Star Wars license conference, so yeah. I imagine, I wonder if there's going to be more than two. Like, I know Disney still has part of it because they're doing the Disney Infinity stuff with Star Wars, but I have to imagine that if you have the Star Wars license, you want to do more than two, especially with the movie out this year and them kind of starting that up with
the the problem is you want big quality games and you can't produce five of those in a year.
Well, I mean, if you put your heart into it.
I could see them.
You put your heart and your worst developers onto it.
Earl, what we will actually do is just have those two games and then fill the rest with mobile titles.
Yeah, mobile.
I could totally see that.
They'll both have at least companion apps or something like that.
Companion apps and Star Wars mobile titles out the ass.
Star Wars match three puzzle games.
Totally.
Star Wars and Dragons.
Star Wars Clash of Clans variations.
I was going to say Star Wars Angry Birds, but I mean, that technically, that happened already, so.
Where's my Death Star?
I'm kind of curious if they'll put like a kart racer or a pod racing game out.
Hmm.
I don't know if people necessarily want to remember.
The thing I'm curious about when with the Emmy Hemming Star Wars game is if that will be set in the new trilogy timeline.
Yeah.
That's something that would interest me, because right now Battlefront is more like, yeah, this is the stuff you actually like. So original trilogy, and we will get some maps which relate to the new movie as free DLC.
And if it's new trilogy, they will definitely don't do anything big on it this year, because the first thing you'll get to see from the new trilogy is of course the movie. They're not going to show anything pre-movie from the movie.
Exactly my thought process as well, because if that game is new trilogy, we will first see the new movie this December, and then next year we will get like, hey, watch what, play what happened after this movie, or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, the usual assortment of EA Sports titles, I imagine.
Of course, yeah.
Do you think there's any chance of them doing the UFC game again?
No, not this year.
Next year.
Big, they already said it's not going to be a yearly thing. That's why they supported it with lots of patches and stuff. They actually put a lot of free things in there, surprisingly enough. The golf game they're doing PGA Tour with McIlroy or whatever the dude is called coming out before E3?
That's, I think it's June.
Is it before E3? Out before
E3? Yeah, around that time. I thought it was early June.
Because I'm curious about that game, because that got, like, the crazy trailer.
The one with the Battlefront.
Yeah.
Battlefield.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the game?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the game.
So, it's released July 14th, apparently.
Oh, July, okay.
So
that's a month after
E3,
so they'll probably at least have a new trailer.
I think that game will probably get a demo on stage, because it's the big return of PGA Tour. They apparently will do not just the serious thing, but also apparently some crazy things. So that has to have like a demo. And I know from someone from EA that apparently the game looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
As dope as a PGA Tour game can look anyway.
Can look, yeah.
Yeah. it's supposedly really fun and looks really good.
So here what's going to happen for Mass Effect this year. They're going to do first the remasters for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Trilogy this year coming out all on one disc. HD, everything, blah, 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 spec'd up. And then a short teaser trailer for full release of the new Mass Effect 2016.
And
that's what's going to happen.
Demo beta on the trilogy.
Oh, right. And exactly. And a beta code for something related to the fourth one if you buy the remastered.
You know what? You are probably right, because Mass Effect 4 is totally not going to come out this year.
Yep.
Not when they have, like, their sport titles and Battlefront at the end of the year. They're not going to put out.
Yeah, I was also going to ask, has EA ever announced a game that's come out within the year? And I'm talking about stuff that aren't, like, Madden and like that stuff, which is on the schedule.
Well, technically, the Battlefield games. They were announced usually around like GDC, and then they came out at the end of the year.
Because I was about to say Hard Giant.
Hardline is the only exception.
Yeah, the last full Medal of Honor was announced at GDC.
Yeah, but those were kind of the same thing because they were just alternating those two where it was Medal of Honor, Battlefield, Medal of Honor, Battlefield. Yeah. Until Medal of Honor crapped the bed and then they went to Battlefield.
The games they announced and came out in the same year were Battlefield 3, the Medal of Honor titles, Battlefield 4, and Hardline would have been there as well if I guess beta feedback would not have been that awful.
But yeah, the games that aren't kind of on a conveyor belt of being churned out. Mm-hmm.
So what's your guys over under on the Mass Effect thing? You're excited for that, or the remaster I'm talking about first?
I don't get excited for remasters in general.
I would get excited for the remaster if I didn't have the PC versions.
I don't care about remasters. But
would you be excited if the PC versions were, of course, a little cheaper and fully controller supported? Is that anything you're getting excited about?
No. Because I have all of the content on PC.
I was going to say, they also did a Mass Effect trilogy, so it's not like you can't get the three games. And if you want, like, this will go up much later. It's literally $5 right now to get the Mass Effect trilogy on PlayStation 3.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, just curious.
I'm curious about Mass Effect 4, but I also have to say that Mass Effect is no longer the thing I'm super hot about because of how the last game turned out.
Right, yeah.
I think they would probably end up being better off making it extended universe stuff, but they won't because they need to sell copies.
Yeah.
So.
Also, from what we heard, it sounds like they will do a lot of the things they did with the last Dragon Age in this Mass Effect 4 as well. So a lot of how like they filled the world with new useless crap and stuff. So that makes me think like I should not be as excited. I like Dragon Age, but that was one of the huge problems I had with the game. And if they do the same thing, so basically they only have like a 15 to 20 hour story and then fill the world with useless crap to keep you busy, then no thank you.
And I feel like this is the perfect segue to talk about Ubisoft, because if anybody fills the world with useless
job,
it's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Watch Dogs 2?
I assume that will be announced, but I mean, even before we get there, we should probably go through the stuff that they haven't
given
us yet.
Okay.
The Division, for example.
Which was delayed! Again!
Again, again, again.
The Division is now on its third E3, I believe. And it's fourth day?
Because
It was supposed to originally come out last year.
Yes.
They could delay this game until the end of time. I wouldn't care.
The Gamescom demo, except for the fact that it ran poorly on the Xbox One, it looked like fun. It didn't look like the original trailer, of course, but it looked fun. And depending on how it's all implemented, it could be fun. But excitement level has gone way down, yeah.
I haven't seen the demo, and I remember you saw it, I saw something else. A lot of times I heard like this game is basically Destiny Tom Clancy edition. What would you
say?
That's
a good description, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. like I said, it's all dependent on how they want to make it semi MMO, but that's what Destiny also said beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the end, it was like not well implemented at all.
Yeah, that's actually why I'm actually now more worried about that game than I was when it was originally announced.
And the thing that the Destiny has on the Division is Destiny is not an Ubisoft game.
Yeah. Ubisoft has always delivered the first time around because nobody hates Assassin's Creed 1, the crew.
All the first Watch Dogs.
All the first Watch. Ubisoft nails it every time.
Mm. Yeah.
So, that's a thing to look forward to.
Especially when they have lofty goals.
They'll probably have a longer extended gameplay demo than they've ever had. So that's something to look forward to.
They might even climb a tower and unlock some areas.
It's how sad that you pretty much describe all their games like that way.
Self-conference. Make your bets now.
How many eyes are they really going to double down on open world games because their financials just came out and they said like 30% of the industry is like open world. 30% of the best-selling games are open world. People want open world and freedom. So that's going to be their bread and butter.
Remember when open world games were a cool thing that happens every once in a while so you could basically like switch things up?
Yeah, they had a chart on that. That's what he was talking about. It's a chart on that coming from the PS2 era all the way through now. It's like a straight up line how open world games are perceived and bought and consumed.
Not everything has to be open world, but
yeah, the problem isn't necessarily that things are open world. It's that people aren't doing anything with the concept besides we're just going to make a huge world and give you 1,000 things to collect. Yeah. It's really like the worst of rare 3D platformers in a new format.
Yeah, that's actually a good analogy.
Yeah, totally.
So, aside from that, we also have Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which was just revealed.
Which looks a lot like an Assassin's Creed game.
Yes.
But at least this time you can play as a female.
Yeah, apparently female is probably not that hard at all.
Now all they need to do is put the assassinations back into the fucking game.
Oh, silly you.
Well, I mean, females
Come
are
Come on,
really
it's only food. Called Assassin's Creed for no apparent reason.
I think listening to people and following them is way more interesting than actually assassinating people.
Gang wars in the street, orchestrated by assassins, okay.
You know, probably
in a demo that somebody approached him and goes, "You're an assassin." Like, that's not how it's supposed to work.
They'll probably copy the Gangs of New York fight at probably one of the end fights.
I already
100%.
The first thought I had when I saw that part of the trailer, they are going all in with Gangs of New York with this one.
Yeah. They'll probably have one in the mist in the morning, like big gang fight at the end or something like that.
Oh yeah, we can also look forward to Assassin's Creed Chronicles stuff because we still have two more of those out this year.
Does anyone care about those?
Jason does. No.
I don't know.
So one person cares about them.
Hey,
settings
he's
look
show,
cool, but that's about it.
Yeah, I thought when I heard like Assassin's Creed China, that sounds cool, but then the game was kind of
It's basically isn't it just like a Prince, like, we don't want to make Prince of Persia, but we want to make Prince of Persia?
Well, not really. I would, like, if it was that, I would suspect that ratings of it would actually be way higher than they are.
But they're totally trying to do that. Yeah, they're totally giving them that look. That's true. But nobody cares.
Rainbow Six Siege is also a thing that should be out this year.
It's coming out October 13th. Worldwide. They already announced the date. That's actually probably the only Ubisoft game I'm actually interested in.
Because it's the only Ubisoft game that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
Not an open world title.
It's not an open world title. So yeah. Far they've only shown multiplayer, which I would be fine with. It's multiplayer focus because Rainbow Six 3 was like my jam. And it looks cool. I mean, all the stuff like... I just recently watched the video they did about the alpha feedback when people said like, oh yeah, there was this hit marker thing a lot of people didn't like, so we already removed that and stuff like that. They seem to really know what they want to do with this game and take feedback seriously. So this might actually turn out well. I don't know. It looks cool. So that's something I'm actually looking forward to seeing more. I'm curious if we will see a campaign though, or if this will say a multiplayer only title.
Oh, I thought it had a campaign.
They have not said anything about that yet.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
There was also that rumored new IP from last year. I don't think anything ever came of it, where like they were making like a superhero game.
Hero, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that showed up again. Yeah. Speaking of generic names, right?
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, you can't fault them. At this point, I think the team just given up. The Crew, The Division, Heroes. It's like whatever.
So they need to change. They need to change Hero's name to the Hero.
They forgot the "the."
No, that's Tom Clancy's the Hero.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we gotta start the new, right?
Any chance that we see any new? I assume we will. Any chance you folks want to go out and predict what we're going to see from UbiArt?
At least one UbiArt game. I mean, they made the engine for a reason. At least one, I think.
But what? Will we see another Rayman? Will it be a new IP? Oh. Will it be a sequel to Child of Light?
I think Child of Light didn't do that well.
What about
Valiant
that
Hearts and Child of Light did fine, according to the developer, but no real numbers, but just okay for them. And I think at least one or two projects that will be on the scope of those two should be announced. Yeah, that's probably a given. That's probably a good idea.
They could do another Rayman. Their full retail Rayman titles didn't work out, but you could do a Rayman title in that scope.
Yeah. No.
Oh, and let's not forget their biggest hit. We probably will see what they year them now. Just Dance 2015. 2016, I don't know what they do with
their last gen game that they're still doing.
Because they still sell well on the Wii, and that's pretty much the only place that audience still exists.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting that it still exists.
Well, there were 100 million people who bought it, so it makes sense, and they're cheap games. But,
yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't look like it's a place of innovation.
No, not anymore. What is this? This is like the seventh. Because there's also Just Dance Kids and there's a lot of Just Dance games. I think was Ashia the one with the stupid cell phone thing, or was that?
No, that's Sony who does that now. That you can sing through your cell phone with what's the voice game?
SingStar.
Come on, SingStar, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just kind of all confused them at this point.
Yeah,
understandable.
And there's supposed to be a new AAA IP announced that's coming out before March, before they delay it again for 2 years.
I suspect that is Hero.
Oh, that's supposed to be Hero. Okay.
That's exactly the game I'm suspecting is going to be Hero.
Okay.
But I don't know if... Ubisoft says it's going to come out this fiscal year. I don't know if it is going to come out this fiscal year.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to think of is what genre does Ubisoft not have an open world game in, and fill in the blanks, because they have their GTA clone, which is very redundant since they had Assassin's Creed with the Watch Dogs. They have The Division, which is technically their GTA ripoff as well. The Crew, which is their open world racer. Assassin's Creed, which is their open world adventure game. So maybe an open world RPG's next. Right. They need to come back Skyrim, and I think Heroes could be it.
Game works as well.
Yeah, and you know, instead of high fantasy, you just kind of do what we consider fantasy sci-fi now.
Yeah.
Any guesses if they will do a Far Cry 4 expansion a la Blood Dragon?
Hmm.
I think if they might. But if I guess that could be at E3. I just feel like that's something you drop in a press release before.
You could. I mean, they are bringing out also the Far Cry Game of the Year thing and stuff. So they wouldn't, of course, put that on there, but that's something that people who buy that could buy as the standalone thing.
It's a little late in the cycle, give you that, for it to be announced, because last time they announced that in like January, February, and then brought that out like 2 months later. But
also, they had their weird DLC with
the Yeti thing. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I could see it because they've done it, but I don't know if it's an experiment or a thing they want to do again. I don't know. Apparently it did well, as far as I know, Blood Dragon, right?
Oh, yes. Blood Dragon did over 1 million.
So, I don't know. Maybe, but...
I assume it has, because, I mean, technically that's what the Assassin's Creed Chronicle games are. They're kind of in their own chunks of those titles.
The thing for me is, I would say it would be smart, because unlike Assassin's Creed and stuff, Far Cry is not a yearly game for them. So releasing like a standalone thing is something. Yeah, you keep your IP out there. People have still something interesting to play and stuff. I think doing something like that is smart.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't tried it with Watch Dogs. I'm surprised they actually haven't done much with Watch Dogs as far as...
Because Watch Dogs was shit. That's why they haven't done Watch Dogs, because it was fucking terrible, and they know it.
Yet
they need
to
un-fucking shit it first.
Maybe Watch Dogs 2 will do that. Watch Dogs 2 is totally going to be there, right?
Yes.
Watch some kind of trailer.
Come to a theater near you.
If they just do the AC1 to AC2 thing, I would be perfectly happy for Watch Dogs.
So, basically, make the game interesting and not shit characters?
Yes. That's the joke.
Okay. So, that brings us to the final third party... the final third party company has a conference here. And that's Square Enix, who I learned this week were bullied by those mean old Nintendo folks as they had to move their press conference from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
They could also use a calendar.
Yeah, I was about to say, I understand why people would think that way, because some people are insane. But Nintendo's had that shot for like 10 years now. I would not fuck around it.
Not to mention, as a first party, Nintendo is more important than they are.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy when people said, like, yeah, no, Square Enix totally do it at the same time. Nintendo's just doing this pre-recorded thing. Everyone is going to watch Square Enix instead. You guys are crazy. Everyone is going to watch Nintendo conference from...
Because a lot of people, Nintendo is the only publisher making Wii U games.
Yeah, and they're a console developer. They have a console themselves. Of course, everyone is going to pay attention to them.
Personally, the last time Square Enix was on the stage was the whole Final Fantasy VII thing. So right now, I'm not in the best mood for their press conference.
No.
If they thought that was a big idea, if that was a big announcement, so you never know.
Just imagine them coming out on their own conference and doing something like that again.
But for an hour. All of that for an hour.
I was just to say, the insane thing, unless I'm mistaken, that Final Fantasy VII port isn't out yet.
No.
Is it not? I didn't pay attention to it because who cares, but...
Who cares, yeah, man.
But yeah, I was researching this, I'm like, oh, okay, it's the Square Enix at Sony's, and then it's like, it's not out yet. I'm like, what is taking so long to just kind of put this on that?
Well,
like, you're not doing anything to it.
They managed to get Final Fantasy X out, and they didn't go up on stage for that.
Yeah, but even then, that was different. I mean, granted, if it takes you 2 years to do an HD remaster, they're probably doing it wrong. But at least then, they were doing stuff. Like, what they showed at the Sony Experience last year was literally just Final Fantasy PC.
Yeah, PC version of it has been done for like 2 years.
So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I was surprised to find that hasn't been updated or anything. Maybe it'll come out this time and make, we fooled you. It's actually
a full
remake.
Release date or something?
No.
Oh, you know what's going to be funny? They say, like, and you can download it right now, and no one cares.
Yeah, there are probably still enough crazy people who care. Sadly.
Even though you could just download the PS1.
Okay. Googling tells me Q2 2015 for Final Fantasy VII on PS4. I don't know how accurate that is.
And who's Q2? Because I hate when people say that. Is it Square's Q2 or ours Q2?
Normal Q2.
So that's the end of June. So that could be at their E3 press conference.
Common people Q2.
Common people.
Normal
Q2.
People.
The normies. Yeah. So yes, that is one we can look forward to. I was also reminded of, not the last time, but remember the time Square Enix came, apparently Square Enix just hates Sony, the time they came to Sony's press conference, I think it was last year or the year before, where they literally just showed the same exact tech demo they did at TGS.
Yeah. The philosopher's thing.
I still remember them also saying before that thing started, like, hey, look at this new thing, and then it appeared, and I'm like, I saw that, like, months ago.
Yeah,
8 months ago.
It was the same exact thing. So, yes, my confidence in a Square Enix press conference isn't that high. It's a good thing they have a Western division, because I assume that's going to be the real star of this press conference with Tomb Raider.
I suspect, like, also, I think the biggest thing during the Square Enix thing, why I will elaborate on, will be Deus Ex.
Yeah, Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is going to be at Microsoft.
Microsoft is going to be the big push.
Well, I assume it's going to be at both, because Microsoft is the day before, so they have time to show it again.
Yeah, but that's why I think they will push Deus Ex way more than their own conference.
Yeah.
And I also suspect that game will probably look pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I could be mistaken, but they also said that Kingdom Hearts 3 won't be here, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
And, you know, people might, oh, they're just saying, when Square Enix says that, they're pretty upfront about it.
Yeah.
When they say it won't be here, it's usually not there.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. So yeah, Deus Ex, I would suspect, like, probably trailer and demo, because we already have, like, screenshot and a render trailer, and last time around we got the render trailer before, and then at E3 they actually showed the game off, so I would suspect we get to see something from there. And yeah, I suspect that game will probably be pretty interesting. I just hope it will be good, because like I said, I love the last Deus Ex, but that thief game.
Yeah,
that
it wasn't
not
so
good.
Hard.
So hopefully this will be Deus Ex Human Revolution, but better and not anything like Thief.
Yeah, and I guess from their Japanese counterparts, we might see some update on
Final Fantasy
15, which I don't think it's this year.
Nah. But what Final Fantasy 15? I suspect nothing more than a trailer, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, they had a demo already. They might
mention
a new one or something like that.
And with trailer, I mean something that probably shows off environments that we haven't seen, like, a dozen times already now.
Yeah, maybe they added a female character.
Well,
no,
they
that's
have
car only.
You just can play her.
Yes, and... Okay, we won't get into that, but I have their quote about, like, people complain that she's too sexy, but you want female characters. Like, that's the only way you can have a female character in
game.
Exactly.
The car will transform into a lady.
That's an interesting stipulation.
Well, a lot of people do call their cars females, so it would make sense. What was the... Oh, when is Dragon Quest Heroes? Is that... This is summer for us.
That's this year.
So I imagine that we'll see something about the localization there. Well, I mean, we know it's getting localized, but we'll see the localized version at E3.
Probably, yeah. That sounds like something they would probably show off. Not in a huge deal. Although, I don't know, we haven't seen demos for the West for this thing at all, right? It was always just at Japanese conference that were just in Japanese. It's just us weirdos that actually watch those conferences.
Yeah.
So maybe
We'll see. I assume we'll see stuff about their 3DS games. Maybe. I mean, Bravely Default seemed like it sold decently, so I could see Bravely Second coming over.
Yeah, they haven't announced the localization yet, I think, so that would be something. Yeah. Although that might be something that actually Nintendo announces, right?
Well, it could be when Nintendo announces, and then it's at Square Enix as well.
As a larger demo.
It's after Nintendo, that's
and
true.
We shouldn't forget Just Cause 3, because that's published by Square, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That could be cool, I guess. I wasn't the biggest fan of Just Cause 2, mainly because I think the mission design wasn't that interesting, and the story was absolute
horseshit.
You're playing it wrong. I know, the going crazy and stuff was fun, but I also like interesting missions as well.
And the story.
I hope they will fix that part, because the crazy part they got down. It's a different team, so we will see. Because
it's a different team?
Yeah, the team that did Just Cause 2 are working on Mad Max.
Oh, that's the Mad Max team, okay.
Yeah.
And
Mad Max should also be there.
Do you think we'll see...
But that's Warner Brothers.
Yeah, that's Warner.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's Warner Brothers.
We'll get to them in a second.
Yep.
Do you think we'll see... what is it, Final Fantasy Explorers?
I don't even know what it is.
It's like Final Fantasy-esque Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter is becoming Final Fantasy, and Final Fantasy is becoming Monster Hunter, I guess.
I'm so confused right now about what you're telling me.
Well, yeah, it's like an online four-player monster type. It's not like Monster
it's
Hunter.
It's a hunting game, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Just say hunting game. That's the thing people call Monster Hunter derivatives. On what platform is this coming out?
3DS.
I completely missed this.
3D. Oh, it's out on 3DS already.
Japan or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Because I would ask about Dragon Quest VIII, which just got announced for the 3DS, but yeah, to be honest, people are still waiting for Dragon Quest VII, so I doubt that's going to show up.
The thing for me with all the 3DS games is always like, because Square Enix seems so super gun-shy about actually localizing anything themselves when it comes to 3DS, I always think like that it's way more likely that this is something that, again, gets announced during Nintendo conference.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the problem for Oddities. A lot of these games will be at other people's press conference or announced there. I assume you just kind of go into more detail, because, this is after Nintendo, so if Nintendo announces, Dragon Quest localization, it's probably going to be, a minute or two thing in their whole experience, where Square can dedicate, 5 to 10 minutes on it. Just because for Nintendo, it's not as big of a priority as their own games.
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I assume we'll probably see more of Square Enix mobile games.
I hope not.
I also hope not. That is not the best use of your stage time.
Well, Fantasy 7 for iPad.
No. How about no?
Well, Fantasy 8 for iPad.
No!
Please be excited.
Well, Fantasy 10 for the iPad.
Fuck off!
Just listen to the latest 8.4. They talked about Final Fantasy Record Keeper. Sounds interesting, actually.
I actually have that on my phone. I haven't got a chance to play
it yet. I have tried that. It's okay. It's not great.
The only thing is it does seem to kill your battery. But, yes, maybe they'll announce an HD port of something that will take them a while to do.
Anything takes them a while to do.
I was going to say Final Fantasy XII.
Do they have, an expansion for Final Fantasy XIV they can talk about? I don't know.
Maybe. I think it's coming up on, the 2 or 3 year anniversary of the game release. Maybe they'll have something big for that.
I don't know. I think they don't count that original release. There's nothing
no,
to celebrate.
No, that doesn't exist as far as they're concerned.
The game look is not here. So yes, that is the medium for.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Square Enix thing. I have to say, I'm the least excited about. Seriously.
I am. Of the press conferences, I think Square would be my least excited as well. I think partially because we know almost everything they're going to have.
Yeah.
And Square doesn't seem to be a company that's really well at resource management for them to kind of have a ton of surprises.
Yeah.
I mean,
only thing I really care about that I'm super curious to see more of is Deus Ex. And that's it. Because I hated the last Tomb Raider, so...
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Mostly, I think Tomb Raider was a fine game, but it's not the Tomb Raider I want.
It's not.
Okay, give you that.
It's exclusive to Microsoft, so we don't have to care about it for ages.
That's true.
Especially living in Europe.
Until next year, when it's out on the PlayStation 4.
I still won't care, because I don't want Uncharted derivative in my Tomb Raider.
Okay, so that brings us to everybody else. And we're going to start off with Warner Brothers, who, I'm surprised, I mean, I guess it can go either way, because they seem to be one of the bigger third parties now, but
yeah.
No conference for them.
Yep.
I assume we'll get more of Batman Arkham Knight at Sony's press conference, because that is out 2 weeks after this.
Yeah, and they have a marketing deal.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, they have the PS4 coming with Batman and stuff, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see more of that. I can imagine we might see more of the Mortal Kombat DLC characters, the ones who were technically not announced even though they were leaked already.
Oh, one thing I've been wondering about Batman is, what will they show off? Have they actually shown off the demo I saw last year publicly with the Ace Chemical thing?
I have
Batman infiltrates Ace Chemical and you use the Batmobile and...
Yeah, they showed that off.
Okay, so if they show something, would have to be something new.
Yeah, I mean, it could just kind of be an over... Because they've shown a lot. They've shown, the voice trailer. They've shown, a lot of the DLC and the characters and stuff like that. They can detail more of it, But yeah, it's
overview something. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think partially because the game was aged so much from like that original October release date, in that they just had to stretch out a lot of this stuff for an additional 7-8 months.
They could do like a short thing that introduces a new villain that has not been one of the previous titles, and then they basically have like, oh, Crazy Real, you didn't know this guy's in here, right?
Yeah, the only problem with that is at this point, I mean, I'm just expecting everybody.
Why spoil that 2 weeks in front of the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. You probably want something.
Then there's Mad Max, which we haven't seen actual gameplay from yet.
We have, actually.
We have.
Rage and Arkham Asylum glued together.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had this gameplay overview trailer. Like, it was like five...
Large, long trailer.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
awesome.
I was going to say, after seeing the movie, I don't know if that's the type of game I was expecting, but
it looks cool. I mean, it has apparently. I give the combat. It looked very Arkham-ish, but apparently the combat will. It sounds like the combat will, the hand-to-hand combat at least, will be not the focus point of the game, and actually the focus point will be the combat
driving
stuff.
Yeah, which is more what I expect after the movie.
Yeah, and that's totally fine with me. That sounds super cool. I love car battle stuff like Interstate and all stuff like that. So I'm totally fine with
also
a game like this.
If you have not seen the movie, check that out. It's an amazing
so
movie.
So good.
We'll probably see more of Lego Jurassic World. Lego, the Avengers, and I would imagine Lego Dimensions will probably be with Nintendo.
Maybe, good guess. Yeah.
But it's fairly popular on the other consoles for, you know, gamer dads who have those types of consoles.
With gamer bod, well, dad bods, I should say, because that's the thing, I don't know why. Warner has a pretty stacked year. And more than not, we'll probably see some type of DLC ripoff at the future from them. So there you go.
They'll probably announce season pass for Mad Max and stuff like that.
I'm still right now like figuring out if I even want to buy Batman when it comes out, or if I should just wait for the Game of the Year edition.
Wait for the Game of the Year edition with the awful box art.
Oh God, that box art!
I don't care about the box so much. It's just funny to me, but.
I'm going to buy it because it's Batman on the title, and that's all I need.
Yeah,
so.
I'm kind of the same way, but I know that getting that Game of the Year edition later would probably be smarter.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm looking at this IGN list. I don't know if this was announced, but it says Borderlands 3.
Nah, that wouldn't
happen. Yeah, that was basically them saying at it was PAX South in January. They said like, well, we want to work on it and we're looking for new talent and we'll probably make it in the future. But for now, we're focused on the Not Cry. What's the game called?
It's Battleborn.
Born, right? That's
something like that.
I'm Born. So glad these names are.
Not confusing at all.
Great naming techniques for the gaming industry.
Yeah, so that's
you're really good at that.
The press seems that it's coming. It's coming because the first two sold like a bajillion copies, but it's not in the near future. So not at this E3. If they have anything to show, they'll show something from Battleborn.
Yeah, I also forgot that we already got the most recent one last year, or was that the year before?
It was this year.
No, this year
it was last year, and the Handsome Collection was this year.
Yeah. This also has Homefront 2, The Revolution, which apparently is still a thing.
Yeah.
Silver owns the studio now, and most people who got away from the Crytek guys are now at that studio. But for them, it's like almost a total reboot again. They're keeping the setting, but the team had to be built up again from the ground, and the studio had to be built up from the ground.
Yeah.
And Deep Silver had to go in there and manage stuff. And
I doubt they're going to see something from that game.
No.
I would hope so. I mean,
speaking of Deep Silver, will we see something from Dead Island 2? Because that also got a huge delay.
Like a year, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that was revealed last year.
Yeah.
And we played it, and it was actually, it looked pretty okay, and it played fine.
I played it, I liked it.
Yeah.
The final Konami game that anybody will ever care about, Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain.
Yeah, they'll probably have a playable demo.
And a trailer. But
and a trailer.
That's what they should. It's out in
September.
But
you're saying that people won't care about Contra slots?
Daniel, I'm sure there will be some people that will care very much about Contra Pachinko Machine. I don't think that's us, though.
They need to fill their E3 stands with something.
Oh, boy.
Battle of the Instruments, Rock Band 4 and Guitar Hero Live.
Let's talk about Activision in a separate thing, okay?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I've always weird that they don't have a press conference.
They only have two games. They had one.
Yeah, that's
like
why.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, they have more. They have Call of Duty. They have Skylanders. They have Tony Hawk 5.
They have more than two games a year.
Yeah,
they have Tony Hawk and they have Guitar Hero.
So, let's talk Activision then.
We talked about Activision, though.
Call of Duty, we already know. Call of Duty will be interesting during E3 because of during which conference it's going to show up.
Yeah, it's probably Sony.
Yeah, that's, I guess, the interesting part of Call of Duty. And I'm curious about the zombie campaign, to be honest.
Zombie, okay.
That's something I'm curious about. Have they
not officially announced Skylanders for this year yet?
Good question.
I'm sure it's going to exist, but doesn't look like it's announced for this year. Because the last one is, what, Swap Team or Giant?
Swap Team was the last one.
Okay.
I thought it was Trap Team.
You're right. Swap Team was the year before that.
I apparently just confused like three different Skylanders games.
That's
not your fault. That's their fault.
But maybe isn't there like a toy thing or something where they would rather announce it than E3?
Toy Fair?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm surprised because usually that's out in early October.
Yeah.
I think it would kind of start getting on that. So
that's something you announced during Comic-Con. When is Comic-Con?
But that's a short time from Comic-Con. It's mid-July.
I don't know. Does Skylanders at this point need a huge lead time?
It doesn't need a huge... I'm just surprised they haven't announced it at all, because usually each one has a gimmick, and I'm surprised they haven't kind of given the gimmick yet. Looking at this, Activision has three games lined up for the rest of the year, which is Black Ops 3, Guitar Hero Live, and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Yeah,
Tony Hawk's is going to be bad, so...
Martin and I talked about it. We hope not. It will be.
I
don't hope any game is bad, but it will be.
Yeah, it's probably right.
I mean, technically, Neversoft still exists within Infinity Ward, but they are not going to tell Infinity Ward to work on a Tony Hawk title. Gotta crank out those Call of Duties.
Probably most of those people who are actually passionate about Tony Hawk probably left Never.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure there's still people from Tony Hawk time.
Sure, from the Tony Hawk time, yeah.
I assume we'll see something about Destiny DLC at Sony's press conference, because they still got that through the end of September.
I would suspect, you know what they would do? Like, they could announce the Comet expansion. That's something they could do.
Their plans, their conference, not the conference call, the earnings call. They said they had a big expansion coming at the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. And not too long ago, there also was a leak from something Activision that sounded a lot like that could be the name of the Comet expansion. So I would suspect that's something that Activision will basically show. At least have a trailer like, hey, this is all this shit that's going to come with the next expansion for Destiny.
Is anybody excited about Guitar Hero, or...?
Nah.
I'm more keen with Rock Band. The only thing I'm excited for with Rock Band and Guitar Hero is that we'll probably get the return of those awkward stage demonstrations that's been missing from E3 for so long. I mean, it's kind of sad we don't have a Dance Central game this year because those are the best awkward moments, but, you know, everybody wants to be cool and have, like, random musicians play for, like, 10 minutes during their press conference, like it's a concert.
Yeah. For me, Guitar Hero Live, what is it called? Guitar Hero Live? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm not really into the hook for this game, and so far when I saw like what kind of music they will have in this game, I'm like, yeah, this is not for me.
What, you don't want to play Skrillex in the Guitar Hero game?
No, Daniel, I don't want to play Skrillex in the Guitar Hero game.
You suck time to concert. Seriously, why to go to those people? So funny.
I don't know. The Rock Band 4 soundtrack already sounds more interesting. They have only announced 4 tracks.
They don't need to announce any tracks because they've got the entire backlog.
That as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
both songs will be ready.
Okay, I imagine nothing from Rockstar because they hardly ever do E3.
Yeah, Rockstar probably nothing.
They got money in the bank. They don't need anyone's help.
Sega already said they won't be there.
But if they said they will show up at the partners stuff.
I assume they're going to be at the PC Alliance because their PC focus is pretty strong, at least with
They will be there with
four games.
They will be there with Koch Media showing off the Total War Warhammer game, which should be called Total Warhammer. You got
yeah, but isn't? But isn't. Because of trademark secrets, I assume.
Capcom, I imagine, will have a heavy focus with Sony between Street Fighter V and Deep Down. And Dragon Dogma Online.
Street Fighter will be there. When is Evo? Before or after E3?
After. Yeah.
Okay, so they will probably have something new at E3 and then also something new at Evo. They always do that, so that's something to look forward to. And I would suspect, I don't know if we will we see Deep Down? I don't know. I on some level, I feel like we might not actually see Deep Down, and it's more likely that we get an announcement of, what is it called? The other game, which is now an online variant coming out.
Dragon's
Dogma Online. I could see like them keeping quiet about Deep Down and just saying like, hey, look, this Dragon's Dogma Online also coming to the West. Yay!
Please be excited.
Please be excited, yes.
Yeah, that's something I could see with Capcom.
Bandai Namco.
Wait, and Capcom, I would suspect we will not see anything from Monsanto Stories.
Well, we might see Project X Zone, but Project X Zone is like 50 different people, so who knows?
Yeah, that's something.
I mean, that would be at Nintendo, but
at Nintendo, yeah, of course. But I would suspect like Monster Hunter Stories is probably something that will not show up until TGS.
Oh, though that does remind me because they did announce it at their event. We might see it out of Capcom HD announcements.
Yeah, true. That might be a thing.
So who's ready for some Capcom? Like,
which HD announcement do we expect from Capcom?
Resident Evil 4.
Sure.
Again.
We need another version of Resident Evil 4. Sure.
I was going to say Street Collect Fighter, but they announced the Street Fighter 4 HD for PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I thought that had a date now.
Does it?
I thought that was like in the last 2 weeks that got a date.
Let's see. Super Street Fighter 4 PS4. Does it have a date? What does IGN tells me May 26th.
Yeah, see?
Okay,
got
I
a
did.
Date. Yeah.
Thanks
to IGN.
I would say Mega Man 9 and 10 HD, but let's be honest, they don't want to recognize that Mega Man still exists.
No.
No.
Don't give Mega Man fans anything. That sounds like a bad idea.
Don't
they have shamed
anything.
The company, and therefore they will never be appeased.
Yeah. what else could be? I could totally see them do like Actually, not just Resident Evil 4. I could see them doing 4, 5, 6.
Oh god.
4, 5, 6.
Well, they're not going to do it all at once.
That would be great, actually. If they put it all in one package, that means that people have to buy Resident Evil 6.
I was going to say, they're not going to do all of them, because it's the same mentality that Square has. Why do all of them when you can do one at a time and charge people?
Yeah.
I could see possibly a Lost Planet game being ported up, because for some reason they think that's a big franchise for them.
No, because Lost Planet, nobody bought the third one, so...
That's how you go back to the first
and,
one.
And like, even, like, only... Lost Planet wasn't that big of a franchise, like...
Yeah.
I know it wasn't, but they
nobody
thought
bought
it was
Lost
for
Planet
some reason.
2, and that was the best-selling one.
Mm. Yeah, they thought it was a huge franchise. I remember we joked about the fact that they wanted, what, $6 million for Lost Planet 3?
Oh,
jeez.
It's a shame, because I really liked Lost Planet 2 as well.
Those jokesters... $6 million for Lost Planet 3.
Maybe it's time to remember me in HDD.
Oh, Jesus.
I just, damn it. What was the other Capcom thing that... Oh, right. They're totally porting Bionic Commando, right?
Devil May Cry 4? Or have they done with Devil May Cry 4?
That already has the HD port announced.
It's in the collection already.
Right? Oh, okay.
that's also got a date early June.
Well, I mean, the next best thing would then be to take a DS or 3DS game, like they did with Resident Evil Revelations, and port those over.
They just got ported to the PS3 and Xbox 360, but okay.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Whatever. We have Revelations 2 on PS4, so...
Phoenix Wright HD Collection.
I already have that on the 3DS!
That's not HD!
We got it on the iPad. So, you know.
Okay, how is that? Is the iPad... Because I remember the Wii version. It's really just a DS game. So they don't do anything with it. It literally just kind of boxes the entire screen.
No, they actually put some effort into the iPad version because they redid all the art. It still looks ugly, but they redid all the art.
So, yeah, it's higher res on the iPad at least.
And actually, Ace Attorney 5 on the iPad looks really nice. I'm kind of jealous.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, you can always buy it, or you can wait for...
I don't have an iPad, and I refuse to buy one until
maybe,
I die.
Maybe we'll get that port of Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh, yeah. Bedhot fight, no. The problem is their licensing. Actually, yeah. I think a port of that would kind of be exciting. I would probably like to play that.
I think because a lot of people haven't played it, because it's on the Wii.
I have the Wii version. I played it a lot.
I didn't play it because it was on the Wii. And, I would probably like to, but that license totally ran out.
Well, as I said, they got it the first time. They could try it again, but it's probably not worth anything, because unlike Marvel, which has a big Western appeal,
Exactly. And Tatsunoko is basically Marvel, just with the Tatsunoko characters.
Yeah. Who else do we have to discuss here? Atlas kind of falls on the Sega nowadays.
Yeah.
Sony will probably do Persona 5.
I don't even know if they will do that, just because it's such a Japanese game, and...
There's a huge Western hype for that, and they got a Western release window from October to December for North America. Announced last week.
Maybe.
So,
maybe.
Yeah. They'll probably show it off, at least a new Western trailer. Yeah, they will. If they truly are focused on bringing it and translated first to North America between October and December, they'll show it off.
Hmm.
But at Sony, of course, because it's only coming there. So
yeah.
I'm trying to think of anybody else who. It's a lot of indie developers now, and I assume that they'll get like a montage.
Hmm.
Anything from 2K? Not sport
all
related.
Right.
So I imagine we'll get WWE. No. WWE is announced at SummerSlam now.
Exactly.
Yeah, at SummerSlam.
WWE might show up then at Gamescom. But,
BioShock HD.
BioShock HD. BioShock Infinity HD.
Evolve Game of the Year Edition.
Evolve, please buy it this time,
Evolve
edition.
Evolve into the budget.
No, yeah. I have a better one. Evolve Free to Play Edition.
Oh,
I could see that. I
can see it totally. That, yeah,
but yeah,
that's a good one.
I could see that happening. So yeah, that's one of my crazy ideas, I guess.
I have to say, it's also kind of sad. Like half the things we're talking about, like they're just gonna bring old games forward now.
Mafia 3 is a thing.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be cool, I guess.
Is it too early for another Saints Row?
Yeah. I want them to give them as much time as possible.
What about, and this is from your good friend, Mr. Dog, what about Super Dog 2?
No, because they haven't got Triad Wars out yet. Maybe we'll see Triad Wars on a PS4 or something, but...
Yeah, I'm skeptical about Sleeping Dogs 2.
Oh,
yeah.
How about
if they wanted to do...
No.
Agents. See, the funny thing is when you go on the Rockstar Social Club website,
Agents is still
listed.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, nothing ever dies at Rockstar. Nope. I don't know if you've noticed. Even like, I'm pretty sure like stuff like Manhunt was a game that has been floating around the offices also like forever. That thing has been delayed and shit, and it still was a game. It finally came out, and I think Bully also had some crazy development history, and so I could totally see Asian at some point actually being a game, but it might still be a while.
Yeah. And the social side, you can change your avatar to any game that has ever been announced. They have art for it, they have all kinds of stuff. They just keep it around, but without giving them any attention.
Yeah. So, I have no doubt that Asian at some point will be a Rockstar game. Question's just when. But, again, I don't suspect to be at E3, because Rockstar would be, like, doing their own event thing or something.
We skipped over Bandai Namco.
Right.
I was about to say we mentioned them, and I guess then we skipped over them.
You mentioned them and we skipped over it, so...
What do they even still have?
On the IGN site, it's got a new Naruto thing. That's nothing new, of course, but...
There's always
another Dragon Ball Z game.
The one from this year did exceptionally well, so...
At this point, it's like Bioshock or something. There's always a Namco Bandai, there's always a Naruto, there's always a Dragon Ball.
I could imagine we might get a Pac-Man and Ghosty Adventure 3. That seems to be kind
there
of weird.
There was a 2?
Yeah.
There was a 2?
Yes. And the only reason I know about that is because like that tends to be one of the bigger games they showcase at New York Comic Con, because it's usually out around that show. But yes, there is a second one.
Okay. I guess if they want to, they could probably have like another Tekken 7 trailer, I guess, or something.
Yeah, the arcade version is semi-out in Japan. So,
yeah, because they already have been like showing off new characters lately and stuff, so they could do like a sizzle reel Tekken 7 piece I could see showing up probably at Sony.
I think this would be in passing, but there is a new Digimon cartoon anime airing this year, so I could see them doing a game for that.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, Namco has lots of licensed things these days.
Yeah,
I don't know how much original games they are still putting out that are not called Tekken.
Or Dark Souls.
Yeah. They have a lot of distribution and publishing deals, like the things with... Of course, Dark Souls series and Witcher and stuff like that. So they could have a distribution deal for a Western game.
Yeah. I'm also kind of curious how much free space they have, because you know part of their team just finished up Smash Brothers. Part of their team's doing Pokken.
Mm-hmm. For me also, I'm thinking like they should be working on probably like a new Gundam versus Gundam game, but that's of course nothing you would see at E3.
No.
But Gundam vs. Gundam is huge.
Rise of the Incarnate? Is that their first their free-to-play fighter?
Oh, yeah, right. It's probably there at E3, but I doubt we will see it at any conference or something.
Oh, probably not.
Unless it gets announced for console. I don't even know if it has happened yet. Or...
I mean, there's always... Oh, they have Project Treasure, which I don't necessarily know. But the Wii U fighter they announced in January.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. I don't know if this had... I don't know the publisher for this or anything, but the Friday the 13th game we should probably see more of, because that's due this year, right?
There's a Friday the 13th game?
Yeah, it has been announced. It's supposed to come out at Halloween this year.
I am... What?
Yeah, but there's nothing been shown except for a teaser poster, so...
Oh!
I thought they showed stuff. I thought it was... Oh, maybe I'm getting that confused with Until Dawn. But I thought it was kind of like a... it was kind of like Evolve, where it's like four people versus the monster, and you're trying to survive.
No. They haven't shown anything from Friday the 13th.
Well, that's certainly promising if it's going to come out in 4 months. I'm sure it will be a hell of a game. One hell of a game.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, it hasn't. But, yes, it is supposed to be like Evolve. It's supposed to be like one person plays as Jason, and everybody else kind of plays as the survivors trying to...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, continue. What are the survivors going to try? I'm curious, because this is a game, and I know how Friday the 13th works, so tell me, what are the survivors going to do?
They're going to survive.
Hopefully. I hope this aim will not be like, those four are going to kill Jason, because that's not going to work out, right?
Well, I mean, they kill him enough for the movie to end.
Like 2 minutes in the end.
But I think that, I mean, it could be interesting. I'm curious. I mean, it's the same problem that Evolve has, where it's, you're going to be fun. It's, you're going to be as fun as the other people on your team or who you're playing against. And granted, we have literally seen nothing of it, as pointed out to me. So I was just kind of curious, because I think it sounds better for a license, because then at least you can say, I get to live this. Because, again, Until Dawn looks interesting to me. I think that's the one. Until Dawn...
Who's making a Friday the 13th game?
I don't know. That's why I didn't put it on the any publisher. I don't know the publisher. I don't even know the developer.
Jesus.
There was from what I can remember, song of the teaser post, it was a new developer. Or at least a new name. So, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. So... Yes. Is there any other games or rumors that you folks heard of or want to mention?
Prey 2. I just made up a rumor that Prey 2 is definitely going to be there, and I'm going to be really happy about it.
Okay.
Developed by Human Head, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And of course, our usual prediction that we'll see Time Fighters 4 this year.
You mean
sure.
First?
Yeah. Let's get them all out of the way. Like Half-Life 3 will be at least confirmed at the PC Alliance thing, and will be out the next day. Let me see, what else?
Shenmue 3 will absolutely be there. Surprise announcement at Sony. Because they pay for everything, because Japanese publishers can't do anything themselves.
Good guys, this is why Sony, is in the red, but... any other realistic expectations for E3?
From third parties, you mean?
From third parties,
that's the thing. There's a lot of indie stuff I'm really hyped about. What's going to be shown at first party?
Well, yeah, and I could still mention it, because it's technically third party.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I mean, a lot of the stuff we mentioned is going to probably be showcased before E3, because it tends... I mean, we have stuff now that's being announced and talked about, like Guitar Hero and Rock Band were stuff that we've known of. Like, they had the first gameplay of Rock Band this past weekend on IGN. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So that stuff we're going to see. Like, some of it will be on the stage, but a lot of this stuff won't. There's only so much you can fit into like 90 minutes or 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you know, you need to talk about your TV shows that you're premiering this year, right, Sony?
Oh, I have a curious one for you guys. Will we see anything from the Minecraft story mode game from Telltale?
I would imagine if anything that has to be at Microsoft now, right?
Yeah,
that has to be Microsoft, and just a trailer. I don't assume... Are they still doing a Minecon thing every year, or...
Probably.
That's probably a better time to show at least a gameplay thing.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I forgot of Minecon.
I wonder... I mean, Sony's done this in the past, I think. I wonder if we'll see any of like the big recent Kickstarters at somebody's press conference. Like Dredge Stain.
In what sense? Yeah, that's like, true. Hey, look at us, how cool we are. This stuff is also coming to our console, or
yeah,
how
do you mean? Yeah. I think. Oh, go on.
Yeah, so I think you'll see a form, or at least that's what surprised me at last Gamescom. A lot of Steam early access games who have been successful are coming to consoles.
Yeah.
Like The Forest and stuff like that. Never expected that in a million years on a console, and now that's all coming.
Yeah, we just, like, 2 days ago, I think, we got the announcement of Divinity Original Sin coming to consoles. As well.
Oh, yeah. More of the early access games, I assume, are coming to consoles that at least been successful in some competence. And then a Kickstarter game.
I would say Platinum, but Platinum, we kind of already know what they're doing and who they're working with.
Yeah.
And they seem to be weirdly first party oriented these days.
Not necessarily first party.
Because the games don't sell.
Exactly. No one is going to give them money otherwise.
Except for people who want to diversify their lineup, yes.
Exactly.
Any type of Harvest Moon game or anything, do people still care about that?
I think that franchise still exists.
Not enough for a Western thing, I assume.
Well, okay, here's just one random question. We'll probably do a Nerds on the Rocks on this soon enough, but do you see any type of, any superhero games or movie games at E3 this year that aren't, like, not Mad Max or Batman, which we know going into the show, but, like, do you see a new James Bond game because Spectre's out this year?
I don't expect Bond.
Nah. Bond needs a longer lead-up time, except for when it's, like, a mobile game or something like that. But if they wanted a true, basically AAA, semi-open world James Bond adventure or level-to-level adventure thing, like the last time they did it from Activision, they want more lead time for that, I assume.
The thing for me is, I'm curious why we are not seeing a big Marvel title.
Well, that was part of what I was asking about, because, yeah, we have the Avengers, which is, as of right now, the domestically the highest grossing movie of the year. It's on its way to, if not surpassing, he's getting really close to beating Furious 7. And the biggest thing we have from them in the gaming space will be Lego Marvel this year. Or Lego the Avengers, and that's out in October? And
That'll be a Lego game.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with Jurassic World, where it's like we have Jurassic Park Lego game, and that's it. Where dinosaurs, I mean, Turok was a big thing. I mean, you don't
Well,
hunt
the
dinosaurs.
Last Turok wasn't a big thing, but at some point
yeah,
Turok was a big thing.
But Turok was a big thing. But yeah, there's a lot of things that kind of make interesting video games, and we just don't. I mean, part of it is, like, why make XYZ if you can make your own original game in a similar genre?
The thing with this license stuff is, at this point, I think, like, lots of people have realized, like, sinking the money into something that doesn't...
That's what I wanted to say, yeah.
That doesn't hold up to the other big titles isn't worth it. So,
yeah,
rather
but, I mean,
use the license to make a Lego game, which is sure bet, or mobile titles.
Yeah, and I was going to say, because we mentioned, you know, going into this, I mentioned Batman and Mad Max, but both of those are Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers is now a video game publisher.
Yeah, Warner
so
is the only exception to this rule, because they don't care. I mean, they use their licenses, but they are not in the business to have, like, a movie companion piece necessarily.
Yeah, which I think is the best way to do it, but, you know, as you said, they get that freedom because it's all in-house. Like, they own Batman. They own Mad Max. It's not like, okay, we have to make a Mad Max game that comes out around the movie because this is the best time to capitalize on this. Like, no, we can continue having this brand throughout the year with various different projects.
And I totally think that Warner will continue in this fashion. So,
well, I mean, they've been successful with it so far. I mean, mostly it's been the Batman and the Injustice games, but they've been really successful with it. And, I mean, part of it was that Disney did get burnt a lot last gen with their video games, and they decided they were like, we're not going to invest in this space anymore. But then the opposite happened. Like, somewhere in between that, Disney bought these huge IPs that work for that. They have Star Wars and they have Marvel. And I'm surprised that they don't even do what they did with Star Wars with Marvel, where it's like, okay, we'll just give it to somebody and they'll be responsible for making great games.
The main problem with that is also, it's like, you want to spend 50 to 60 million lead up time for a good version of those types of games in 3 to 4 years. Who are you going to give it to? And is it worth it? Or do you want to do a mobile game every year for a hundredth of the price and then rake in basically the same type of money?
Yeah, because clearly no one was happy with what Activision was doing with lots of their Marvel licenses, so that's probably also why they no longer have it.
It's sad, but that's the reality that they are at least going under. It's like, looking at that, it's like making a mobile game for $500,000 and raking in the millions because it's your license and because it's free to play, or spending $50 million and seeing in 4 years if that pays off, yes or no.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess it depends on, we won't get into the whole Marvel discussion because there are certain things that they do that makes business sense, but it does piss off fans. But yeah, I imagine it's like, if they see Marvel as a kid's license for them, for better or worse, it's why a lot of this merchandising and stuff tends to be aimed towards young boys and not necessarily teenagers or adult males, which is a big part of the Marvel audience, but they see that brand as something. I mean, they already bought it because they wanted to get into the young boy market, because for some reason Disney couldn't crack that market on their own. Well, I mean, it's true. It's they tried. Pirates of the Caribbean was like their only thing. It was part of the reason they tried to make Pirates of Prince of Persia, and they made John Carter, and they made a few other movies in between that time, and they all bombed. And they were just buy our way in, and they did. They have Star Wars and they have Marvel, which does remarkably well with the young boys. The problem with that comes when they kind of ignore everybody else in that fandom for stuff like video games or, you know, female merchandising and stuff like that.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, I only expect Warner to continue in this fashion.
Yeah.
So but the curious thing for me is like, if what will happen after Batman Arkham Knight? Will Rocksteady move on from Batman or not?
Well, I mean, fingers crossed. I would imagine if there's complete corporate synergy that they would start doing more expanded universe Justice League games, because if they start working on this stuff now, they should have a game, not necessarily in time for Justice League, but a game that would hit around the time Justice League comes out. Because that's 2 years, 2.5 years from now.
Yeah, but I would like to see that. I'm just saying. But yeah, this is like far-flung future in that sense. So Disney free, not a chance to see anything, I would say.
And maybe if Battlefront and the next year's visual game turns out to be fantastic, maybe that will open it up for Marvel in the far future. It's like, okay, these are AAA games. They did well with that audience that you couldn't reach earlier, and now we'll gradually give maybe EA or someone else the Marvel license to make a AAA game in that space.
Maybe, but
maybe
yeah,
it's a way to see it.
It's years down the line.
Okay, so anything else?
No, not really. I'm looking forward to E3, but I have to say, I was really bummed out by E3 last year, and my excitement is quite tepid, I would say.
I think this year should be better in theory, because a lot of the problems with last year were that we were in the early stages of the generation
year.
Yeah, and
yeah, but usually early stages were quite different.
Well, I think
years
I think,
before, but
I think
okay.
I think the big difference, and this is going to be a problem that we see throughout the generation, and people have their alternatives and stuff like that. But the biggest problem is that we've just seen a steep decline in the amount of box products we get in general.
Oh yeah,
over the past, I think there's a chart on GAF this week. Over the past, I think something like 6 or 7 years, we've seen box products go from about 800 in a year to, I think this year we'll see about 200. Yeah. So we're down a huge amount of that stuff. And part of the unexcitement of that is so many of those box products that we get now are just the usual suspects. Like, you can kind of check off that, you'll get a Call of Duty, you'll get an Assassin's Creed, you'll probably get a Need for Speed, you'll get a Madden, a FIFA, and all that other stuff. And once you kind of take that out, there isn't a ton of exciting new games, Jeff.
The weird thing is about Ubisoft said in their latest earnings calls, like, this is basically the only time in the cycle of a new console to announce new IP and to have new stuff to be announced and to come into fruition, but not seeing it, at least
not
now.
It has been not a lot of this generation, which is kind of sad.
Because I think part of it was because, okay, we can have this discussion off air. The fun kicks off, and we'll remind you over the next month, the fun kicks off on June 14th with Bethesda's press conference, and we'll go until that end of the week. There's a ton of coverage and games to be announced. We already know that Nintendo's doing their Treehouse Live stuff. Microsoft has something similar. Microsoft has something similar with Major Nelson. It would be like an hour a day. He'll show the latest games, have people on. Sony hasn't revealed their E3 plans beyond, like, we're having an E3 press conference. Personally, I'm hoping to do the movie theater thing again. That was kind of fun last year, and it was a different experience.
One thing I can tell you, Sony will definitely have, again, a press conference that will be way too long.
Well, on the bright side, I'm assuming they're not going to spend too much time talking about Power Season 2. So
let's hope not.
Fingers crossed. So, yes, for Martin, Daniel, and Mr. Dutch Sayer, this has been the real thing.